El Señor esté con ustedes. El Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, Jesús dijo a sus discípulos: les aseguro que si en justicia no es mayor que la de los escribas y fariseos, ciertamente no entrarán ustedes en el reino de los cielos. Han oído que se dijo a los antiguos: no matarás, y el que mate será llevado ante el tribunal. Pero yo les digo: todo el que se enoje con su hermano será llevado también ante el tribunal. El que insulte a su hermano será llevado ante el tribunal supremo, y el que lo desprecie será llevado al fuego del lugar del castigo. Por lo tanto, si cuando vas a poner tu ofrenda sobre el altar, te acuerdas allí mismo de que tu hermano tiene alguna queja contra ti, deja tu ofrenda junto al altar y ve primero a reconciliarte con tu hermano y vuelve luego a presentar tu ofrenda. Arreglate pronto con tu adversario mientras vas con él por el camino. No sea que te entregue al juez y el juez al policía y te meten a la cárcel. Te aseguro que no saldrás de allí hasta que hayas pagado el último centavo. Palabra del Señor. Siéntate. Hoy es la memoria de San Efrem, un diácono en Siria, en like the third or fourth century. Pero en el mismo tiempo, en Irlanda, el país de mis abuelos, un otro santo, su memoria este día, su memoria hoy, es Saint Columbkill, Columbkill, o en español Colombo, Colombo. Santo Colombo era un monaco y sacerdote, un misionario grande en Scotland. So es contraintuitivo. So Scotland is here and Ireland is here in the west, further away, but it was the Irish who brought the faith back to Scotland. Pero era una historia de Saint Columbkill, yo pensó, muy importante por nosotros. So, especially for you guys, for the little ones. So Saint Columbkill, San Patricio. Cuando San Patricio ha arrivato en Irlanda, los pueblos en Irlanda no tienen un idioma escribiendo. They didn't have a written language. There was no written language in the country. So, por las primeras generaciones de cristianos en Irlanda, no tienen libros. They had no books. The priests and the people had to memorize toda la misa, toda la Santa Biblia, especialmente los salmos y los evangelios. So everything had to be done de memoria. Columbkill went to college in Europe and learned to read. So he wanted to bring books back. But the bishops did not think the people were ready for books. They were afraid the people would think that the books were magic. That sounds crazy to us, but think about this for a minute. If you've never seen one of these, and you say to me, I went to the store earlier, and I write down, she went to the store earlier, and I give it to you, and you read it, and you say, she went to the store earlier. How did she know? It's magic, see? Well, Columbkill wasn't supposed to bring any books back, but what he did
was he was sneaking into the libraries at night and he was copying out copies of books. And when he got back to the country, he got caught with the book. And it started a war. Now, you might think your kids fight over things in their rooms, but this was a real war. La guerra del libro, the war of the book. And of course, the book in question was this book, El Evangelio. It was the book of the Gospels that they were fighting over. When the war was over, there were many men dead. And so the bishops of the country all got together. They didn't know what to do. What do you do with a priest who has such a hot temper that he starts a war over a book? And so they banished him from the country. They said, you can't ever come back here. And you have to convert as many people as died in your war. So he went to Scotland. And he founded a monastery. And from out of that monastery, they converted all of Scotland and all of England and the western side of Germany. The lesson is this. If we let him, God will take even our worst mistakes, the biggest trouble we've ever gotten, and he'll save us and the people around us if we let him. If we don't, the biggest mistakes, the most trouble we're ever in, will end us.